up, guys? Welcome to the Controversial Podcast with me, Brett Lechner. Now, I can't think of a more controversial topic to talk about than the subject of diet. This shit, man, this gets people like a strong emotional reaction real quick. You know, I mean, go tell somebody their diet sucks. Totally sends them in a rage fit. It's definitely a real fucking emotional subject. And it shouldn't be. And now, I don't want to be a total hypocrite. I have gotten an emotional reaction out of it one time, and I remember, and it was recently too. And it was somebody telling me that I got to take care of myself, you know, when it's what I, this is what I do for a living. And I don't fucking know. I don't know. I couldn't fucking believe it. Like, I could not believe that that was actually going on. And that's a whole story on its own, but that's about the only time I've ever really gotten an emotional reaction to, you know, anything diet related, because it's just, you know, you're putting in substance and you're getting a result. You'll see the result. Your body will tell you the result. You know, your body speaks for itself. So, anyways, so it's funny, you know, I don't know why it's just so political now. You know, I like to think as veganism as the extreme left, all the way to carnivore, the extreme right. You know, both have their pluses, both have their minuses, but both, you know, love to fucking go back and forth at each other. And it's political, you know, it's political in that sense, but it's also political in the sense that it's tied to schools, you know, some schools and some programs are trying to ban meat, you know, Meatless Mondays. It's a whole thing. It's so fucking nuts. And, you know, when people exclude meat from their diet, they have mental issues, you know? Now, also, people that just exclude all carbohydrates, you know, especially men, their testosterone testosterone breaks down, levels break down, and their sex-binding hormone, globulin, goes up. So what that means is all, you know, free testosterone binds to that globulin. So there's no circulating testosterone. Trust me, I've been there and you feel like shit. Everything fucking hurts on your body. You know, workouts are just trash. You know, just going into the gym is a fucking pep talk every single time. You know, doing any sort of work is just a pep talk. All you really want to do is just lay down. You know, and that's it. So that happens on a prolonged period. And that's with all low carb diets. You know, you find that out the hard way, of low carb dieting. You know, you also find, you know, you find all sorts of shit. You know, what really is when not only just like, you know, When you do things from experience, you know, that experience is the best teacher when it comes to dieting. Okay? It gives you immediate feedback, you know, regardless of all the, you know, the literature and studies on nutrition. What your body will give you the direct feedback of what is going on. So it's a spectacular system that you have. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. You put in one thing, you get an output. And so with that, let's move on to, you know, coming to an understanding of what works. You know, hopefully you can take this knowledge and you can construct your own diet or plan for yourself. It's the best thing that will end up working for you. Because I think the mistake that I used to make and that other fitness coaches make is that we try to give you a plan or we try to build your plan instead of just giving you the tools and the know-how, you know, all the principles, and then constructing your plan. Because what's ultimately going to work for you, and this is, you know, a key leadership principle as well, so take this down, is the best plan is going to be someone else. It's going to be your plan. You know, so if I'm going to give, if I want you, if I'm the leader, I want you, like, this is what happened. This is the goal. This is what we want accomplished. The best plan is going to be the plan that you come up with, because you're going to stick to that one instead of the one that I come up with, because you're not going to stick to that one. That's really what it comes down to. Everybody wants their own plans to work, you know, and it's taken me a while to figure this out, you know, and I don't think a lot of people have yet, but it's why you take the principles and then construct your own plan, okay? Because what works for me is not going to work for you. I like to eat, you know, 2 meals, sometimes 3, depending on the day, how hungry I am, what's going on for that day. That I can't give to somebody else because I don't know what their body is. Even if they were to give me a whole bunch of, even if they were going to give me a whole bunch of information about themselves, I'm not them. I don't know. You know, because and I don't know what goes on in anybody's lives. Because for me, sometimes, you know, as much as I like to eat 2 or 3 times, I have shit that goes on, and I'm not able to eat until later on that day. I'll have to cram everything in all at one meal. And that's what works for me. You know, so I can't give somebody else a plan, you know. I just rather do principles, and you're going to stick to that, trust me, okay? Because some people like 4 or 5 meals. Some people can stick to that. Some people can't. You figure it out. You know, you design your own plan. You'll see what ultimately starts working for you. And that's the beauty of it. You know, because the reality is myself, other fitness coaches, we've all had to take something and tailor it so that it works for us. We got ripped on our own accord, on our own plan. And then we try to give that plan to somebody else and we wonder why it's failing. Is because what we've just been doing, the definition of insanity, trying to do the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Because what did we do when we first started? We tried to adopt other people's plans and we didn't realize it didn't work. The only thing that did work was when we came up with our own plan. And then we try to make that lucrative and try to sell that to somebody else. And then it fails. And people think that you're a shitty coach, and you are if you're not getting results. So how do we change that? And then I realized it's going to come down to people's plan that they make for themselves. Now, I've gone through years and years and years and years and years of nutrition and figured out some key principles, what works and what doesn't work. You know, for instance, the whole meal thing. There's no secret to any of it. Intermittent fasting does not There's no magic to it. There's no miracle in any of it. It's people's preferences, whether you like to fast or not, whether you can, it helps you control your hunger or not, diet adherence. That's what it all comes down to. You know, for me, I personally like to get up. I'm not hungry. I like to get some coffee, and then I like to go do my stuff. I like to go work out. I like to go get tasks done. That's what I like to do. That works for me. I hate working out on a full stomach. I absolutely hate it. I don't. The only time I will eat something now before I work out is on leg day. Because if you eating something before you work out is going to make you stronger. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. You know, because your body's directly using that fuel instead of having to eat off its own self. So for me, I'll do that. And working out on an empty stomach is counterintuitive. Yeah. But especially for strength gains. But at the end of the day, I don't like to. I can't stand eating and working out. So I do what works best for me. I do what I'm going to stick to. And that's the key. I do what I know is going to work for me that I'm going to stick to. That's the key. Okay, for others, other people hate working out on an empty stomach. They just feel too much like garbage. They hate it. They have the opposite effect for them. So they eat, and they may even have to eat two or three times before they even steps foot in that gym where they feel semi-okay to work out. And that's great. That works for them. Again, that's the key. It works for them. All right. So the key in the meals throughout the day is ultimately what works for you. And you're going to have to experiment with this. Experiment. Or even if, you know, you found something that you've liked before in the past, but you've tried other people's diets, go back to what worked for you. If you found two worked best for you, you liked it, you could stick to it. You found that was the most comparable through your days. Go back to that. All right. Let's see. What else is there? Protein. You really only need maybe like a little over 100 grams of protein a day. Legitimately, I know there's the one meal or the 1 gram of protein per body weight. But ultimately, find out what works for you. Some people like to eat higher protein amounts. Some people don't. Some people, you know, only like to get in a little over 100. And that's fine, you know. Diet adherence is what's going to work. Okay? That's it. I suggest going a little over, you know, protein requirements over 100 to 150 to 200. You know, we'll just go with 200. Is when you're on a low carb diet, but you're cycling. And what I mean cycling is you switch back and forth between days that you eat more carbohydrates and days that you don't. You know, that's ultimately the best for fat loss. And I'm going to tell you why is because, you know, low carb diet, it does work. So does higher carb. They both work. But when they're both, you know, prolonged, they stopped working. So you want to keep fluctuating back and forth. You know, so you want your lower carb days to be your less calorie days. It's when you eat more protein, a little bit more fat. You know, for a day or two, that's easy to stick to. It's not too detrimental on your testosterone levels or your energy levels. And then you can go back cycle to a higher carbohydrate day. That ultimately, out of everything I've ever done, and my latest stint was doing carnivore for like 2 years. Okay. That does work, but only for a time. You know, for the first 3 months, For the first month, it was fantastic. I felt great. But then, you know, as leaner I got, the more I like stopped, you know, just didn't have carbohydrates in the system, the more my testosterone started to break down. And then, like, I felt, you know, I felt like crap. I just didn't want to do anything. Like, everything was a struggle. It was a struggle. But that's, you know, that's what comes with, you know, low-carb dieting. And I got to do, it's for some reason, you know, with low-carbohydrate diets, it lowers, you know, your testosterone. It just does. So, you know, we can all make the case that, you know, as to what is good for our bodies or whatnot. But it's clear that, you know, carbohydrates are necessary, fat are necessary, and protein's necessary. So you want them all in your diet, okay? Especially if you're going to diet down to lower body fat levels, you still want to include all of them. Because if you exclude any of them, that's when real problems start happening. Trust me, I know, I've done this for so many years. When you exclude one, I've excluded them all. Except for protein. Like, I've never done vegan. Maybe, you know, I will experiment with that. See, just to see what that is like. But that's one I've never done. Just vegan. And it's, like I said, it's that. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it one day. But when you exclude carbohydrates, you know, bad things happen. When you exclude fat, bad things happen. Okay? So, let's just get that out of the way. So let's move on to, you know, what food choices are, what is good. Pretty much, you can't go wrong with any food that is one ingredient. You know, if you got steak, that's one ingredient. Potatoes, that's one ingredient. You know, or chicken, one ingredient. Meat, one ingredient. Rice, one ingredient. You can't go wrong with that. You know, fruit, one ingredient. You can't go wrong, and that's the staple of your diet. Should always be one ingredient foods. Okay? It's natural. It comes from the earth. It's good. So, as long as you stick to one ingredient throughout your lifetime, you will be okay. You will be okay. Now, if you want to do vegetables, one ingredient, you can. I'm not a fan of vegetables. You know, I've eaten tons of vegetables in my life. They've never done anything magic for me, ever. You know, they don't fill you up. I've eaten like 5 pounds of broccoli before in a day. That's crazy, and it didn't fill me up. It just doesn't. You know, I never felt like I was fucking like a miracle eating them. I never felt that they did extra things for me. Nothing. So, if you want to eat them, if you like vegetables, you go right ahead. If you don't, there's nothing I've seen that makes me think that they're a miracle. You know, they're not filling. I could be wrong, but I, you know, just going by experience, they have never filled me, ever. Never been full on them, no matter how much room they take up. Your body's just too damn fucking smart. It's too smart. It knows that that it's not extracting anything out of it. So yeah, you're gonna be hungry. You can't go wrong with any meat. You know, I like fattier cuts of meat because that's, you know, you get fat, and trust me, you want fat in your diet. You will always be hungry if you don't have fat in your diet. Get fat in your diet. It's good for you. It's good for your hormones. It's just, everything works in conjunction. You know, fat, carbohydrates, protein, it does wonder for the bodies. Okay, potatoes are very good. I like potatoes. They're very filling. You know, they go excellent with all sorts of things. I don't know anybody who doesn't like potatoes. But, you know, you could make potato fries out of them. It's good. It's good shit. You know, a little bit of potato fries, throw in a little meat. You know, you got yourself a high-quality meal right there. So, yeah. One-ingredient foods, you can't go wrong. Now, to get ripped, you definitely want to go cycle in between where you have days where it's a little bit, you know, higher carbohydrate. Things are like even, like, you know, if you shoot for, you know, 40, 30, 30, which is, you know, 40%, 30%, 30% of every macronutrient, you can mix it up however you want with that. You can do carbohydrates 40%, or you could do, you know, you could do carbohydrates 40%, fat 30%, protein 30%, or you could do protein 40%, fat 30%, carbohydrate 30%. That'll work. You know, that's that little equation right there is pretty good, you know, on high carbohydrate days or just on maintenance days. You know, that seems to work. It's a well balanced, you know, you'll feel pretty good. You'll feel energized. You know, as long as most of it is just one ingredient foods, you'll be all right. You won't be hungry. You feel pretty satisfied. You feel very energetic. Yeah. So on lower carbohydrate days, you'd want to take, you know, the carbohydrates out because they're the easiest to remove without, you know, total negative consequences on a day or two. You know, if you've ever tried to eat just lean meat and carbohydrates, like a very low fat, if you took all the fat, you are never going to be satisfied. It's rough. It's really rough. I've done it. It's really rough to make it through a day. You know, you are constantly fucking hungry. Constantly. You know, but the other side, if you remove carbohydrates and you just stick with fat and protein, you can make it throughout the day. You know, that's, trust me, you want the fat. You want the fat in there. All right. And don't go too long. Don't go many days without eating carbohydrates. You know, 2 or 3 days minimum or maximum without carbohydrates in it. You know, that should do the trick. You know, and then you want to go get some carbohydrates back in the diet. You know, it's going to make you feel good. It's going to make sure all your hormones are kicking back in gear. And then, hey, you switch back to low carb. And you just do that throughout the course of time. All right. One tidbit on to finding your base calories. And then we'll go over how to lose a couple pounds of fat a week. And that'll do it for today's podcast. So let's start with, you know, the 6 foot male, 200 pounds. That's going to be an equation of 200 pounds times 12.5 equals 2,500 calories. For the average 6 foot pound, 6 foot, 200 pound male. Right? So we get 12.5. Like, that's your equation number. That's the magic number right there. Right? If you are under 6 feet, you want to subtract 1 from that. Alright? That'll leave you 11.5. If you are fat, if you cannot see your abs, subtract another point. That'll leave you with 10.5. Okay? So, you're going to take 10.5 and times that by your body weight, and that will equal the maintenance calories that you're going to aim for in a day. Okay? If you are taller than 6 feet, you're going to add a point. So what becomes 12.5 becomes 13.5. Okay. But if you are fat, you have to subtract that point again. So you might go back to 12.5. All right. It's very easy. It's very easy concepts. Okay. And then, you know, times your body weight by those numbers, and that's going to get your maintenance calories. Very simple. Stick with that formula. You can't lose. All right. So you got your maintenance calories. Now, here's what you want to do. A pound of fat is 3,500 calories. So if you want to lose 700, or if you want to lose 2 pounds of fat in a week, you know, you have to be in a, you know, 7,000 calorie deficit. Okay. So what you're going to want to do is count how, you can do these things online. There's so many applications now. Even if you go on a treadmill, it'll tell you how many calories you're burning, which is not an exact science, but it's close. Okay. You want to do that. You want to track how many calories you got to burn. You're going to burn. So let's say you like to run, you know, you want to do running 7 days a week. All right. So in each run is 350 calories. You burn 350 calories. Okay. 350 times seven. That's 2,450. All right. Cool. So you have that. Now let's say you are that 6-foot-pound, 200 male. 2,500 calories. All right. So let's go with 4 days. 4 days, you cut 500 calories out of there. 4 days, you cut 500 calories. Okay. So that's 500 times 4, which is 2,000, plus the other 2,450. All right. So that's 4. That's 4,450. That's already, you know, well past a pound of fat that you're going to lose. Now, that's where you got to start doing in other things. Okay, what else can I do? So then, to make up, you know, the other, what is that? The other 2,550 calories that you're going to make up. Perhaps you can, I don't know, another 3 days out of that, you can cut another 100 calories, you know, cut another 300 calories out from three of those days. So that's another 900. So now you're at 5,350. Okay. So now what do we do? Well, can we add in extra, can we add in some weight training? So let's go with weight training 3 days a week. All right. Weight training is going to be roughly 150 calories. So, okay. So that's 450 calories that we can now, you know, add to what we're burning. So now we're at 5,800 calories. All right. So now what happens? Well, from here, nothing. See where you're at with this. Okay? See where you are at. But that should be plenty. You know, because the body, it's a fantastic machine. So, in the first couple of weeks, you know, you are probably going to drop water weight too. So, it might even be on the scales that you're losing like 3 or 4. Who knows? But stick with that right there until you get down to where you're not losing anymore, to like, it's only about a pound from there. Then that's when you can start, you know, doing more things. Maybe you have to cut a little bit more calories out. You know, that's where you start playing around with the numbers. What works for you? Start cutting out another 500 throughout the week and see where you're at. You know, maybe you can do a little bit more exercise. You know, go for more walks. You know, if you can't tolerate that, okay? And if you're losing too much weight too fast and you're continuing, you might want to up the calories, you know, adding in 500 throughout the week and see where you're at with that, right? This is how you monitor yourself. You're constantly playing with it, all right? This is how I got ripped. This is how everybody else gets ripped, is you have to count calories. You have to track what you're doing. That's the name of the game, all right? Let's go over some principles here on what you need. One, make sure that, you know, 3 or 4 days that you have high carbs in your diet. So that way your hormones don't go into whack. All right. So that way you don't crave anything, nothing. All right. Stick to one ingredient foods mostly throughout your diet. All right. Peanut butter helps with junk food cravings. Get a scale, weigh your food. That's the number one mistake that people make, is they don't weigh their food. They never know what they're taking in. Weigh your food. Water. Drink water. Drink lots of water. Okay? Lift weights 3 to 4 times a week. Do cardio 3 to 4 times a week. These are key principles. All right? Those are the basis that everything should be around. If you're losing too much weight too fast, either back off on some of the cardio or add in more food. Okay? After 2 weeks, the scale isn't moving, either add in more cardio or dial back on some of the food. You know, don't ever go extreme. 300 to 500. Always go 300 to 500 calories. Okay, it's nothing too extreme. It'll help, you know, especially, and it won't throw your body out of whack. All right, always drink water. That's what you should always be drinking. Diet soda helps a little bit with junk food cravings. You know, a little bit of peanut butter, a little bit of diet soda helps. Trust me, it helps. Don't do it too often, but just, you know, it helps. All right. If you got to cheat, make sure it's after a weightlifting session and you're going to throw in, you know, maybe you're going to throw in a little bit of ice cream. Maybe you're going to have that burger. Just make sure it's after a weightlifting workout and it's within your calorie budget. All right. That's really it. And then just keep playing around with the numbers. Keep going. You'll find it. Yeah. Don't take things slow. Do not cut calories out so fast, like maximum amount of calories out so fast, because it's counterproductive. Okay. Now here's a big thing. The lower your body fat percentage starts to get, the higher you're gonna have to put your calories to maintenance. Because your body can only burn so much fat, okay? And it's not, once it starts getting really lean, it can't take all that fat off the body like it once was. It has to start preserving some of that fat because it's trying to survive. So you're going to want to add more fat into your diet while also keeping your calories around like low, closer to maintenance. You know, so there's some week where you can only be in a 500 calorie deficit for the week. Okay? So the leaner you get, the closer you have to be to maintenance calories. And, you know, the more it may take like another month to just lose that last few pounds. But that's okay. it'll come off. You just have to stick to, you know, don't do anything crazy. Stay close to maintenance calories for the day. You know, if you gotta start kicking in more carbohydrates and more fat, do so to stay closer to the calorie maintenance. And just keep going at it. You might not lose a pound a week. Maybe the next week you'll lose maybe 0.25, half a pound, and that's fine. Especially with those last few pounds, that's what it takes. And you'll get there. All right? And then when it comes to maintenance calories, you know, just bring your calories back to maintenance. Dial back on the cardio slowly. You know, maybe take, if you were doing four days a week, you know, scale back to one, or scale it back to three times. And then the next week, take another one off. And then the next week, take another one off. So that way, you know, you're at a very good level of leanness, where you like to be lean, where you like to exercise, and you feel pretty energized throughout the day. All right? That's all there is to it. It's that simple. Please, if you have any questions, I'll gladly answer any of them. You can email me at drlechnar1@gmail.com. If you want me to take a look at your diet, gladly. No problem with that. And yeah, let me know how it goes. All right, guys, I'll see you guys on another episode.